With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Staging an historic political comeback, Republican Donald Trump defeating Democrat Kamala Harris in the race for the White House.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
He has a long to-do list. It includes recapturing energy independence, securing the border, reviving the economy, and the nation's fiscal house. Mr. Trump harbors no illusions about what lies ahead. A lot of hard work.
The task before us will not be easy, but I will bring every ounce of energy, spirit, and fight that I have in my soul to the job that you've entrusted to me. This is a great job. There's no job like this. This is the most important job in the world.
And Republicans have taken the Senate majority for the first time in 4 years.
The unexpected battleground of Nebraska pushed Republicans over the top as Senator Deb Fischer brushed back a challenge from independent newcomer Dan Osborne. That came after Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas defeated Democrat Colin Allred. Democratic efforts to salvage their majority slipped further out of reach, with Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in Ohio losing his reelection to Republican Bernie Moreno. Early on, Republicans, as expected, picked up the seat in West Virginia. Bob Agner reporting.
Control of the House remains in question. Many outstanding races have yet to be called. Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota voters rejecting pro-abortion ballot measures. In Florida, a ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy remains in place. Pro-abortion initiatives did pass muster in seven other states. Wall Street's reaction to the election: stock futures are through the roof this morning. The Dow futures up 1,268 points. NASDAQ futures 341 points higher. This is SRN News. More chaos for one women's volleyball team.
San Jose State squad has been making headlines all season because of a man who is playing on the team. Several other schools have forfeited games against San Jose State, and now an assistant coach with the team has been suspended after filing a Title IX complaint against the man. A growing chorus of women's voices are being raised against the practice of letting males compete against females, warning that this practice will soon kill women's sports entirely. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Airlines says it will extend its ban on flights to Israel until September of next year. Experts say other major U.S. carriers will likely follow suit. The decision stems from security concerns surrounding the war in Gaza, but it will likely hurt the Israeli economy. Tourism is an important income stream for the Jewish state, and if big U.S. airlines will not fly there, a lot of Americans will have to put off trips. The all-important holiday season is looming, a time when both Jews and Christians will travel to Israel. This is SRN News. Recapping the hour's lead story, former President Trump is our president-elect, defeating Kamala Harris. A mixed outcome for ballot measures on the state level.
A costly campaign to legalize marijuana has failed in Florida, falling short of the supermajority needed for passage. The amendment was one of several high-profile marijuana measures being considered in states Tuesday, alongside 10 states that were settling measures on abortion and reproductive rights. The ballot featured more than 140 measures in states. Several states passed amendments barring non-citizens from voting, something already banned by federal law. California passed a measure strengthening penalties for certain crimes. Among the proposals defeated were school choice measures in Kentucky and Nebraska, a redistricting measure in Ohio, and the elimination of most property taxes in North Dakota. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Los Angeles, former federal prosecutor Nathan Hochman has won election as the L.A. County District Attorney, defeating George Gascon, unseating the incumbent known as the godfather of progressive prosecutors. More details, SRNNews.com.